And this big bridge in front of us is the Kingston Bridge, which was opened by the Queen Mother in 1970.
Above us is the Kingston Bridge, opened in 1970, and at the time, the second longest spanning priest-dressed concrete building in Britain. The longest span is 470 feet. It's one of the busiest road bridges in Europe, carrying around 150,000 vehicles every day. At its southern end, the Kingston Dock, the first dock on the Clyde, was built, but was filled in to allow the bridge to be built.
If you go around the north side of the foot of the bridge that rises from the footpath, you'll see a stunning mural by Glasgow-based Australian-born street artist Sam Bates, aka graffiti artist Smug. As part of the 2014 Commonwealth Games celebrations in Glasgow, Sam Bates was commissioned to paint murals around the city. Sam has been painting with spray cans for 15 years and has developed a photorealistic style.
We'll see more of his work later, and it's well worth keeping your eyes open for more pieces by Sam and some of the other talented street artists who have decorated otherwise bare, bleak walls around the city.
We're passing a static passenger ferry here. This is the Renfrew Ferry, now just known as the Ferry, a lively music venue also used for parties and private functions.
This vessel was the last of the major ferries to transport passengers and vehicles between Yoker and Renfrew, carrying thousands of passengers every day. It was commissioned in 1952 and operated for 32 years until the decline in the shipping industry and construction of new routes such as the Kingston Bridge and the Clyde Tunnel. The ferry found a home in 1989 on the other side of the river in Windmill Croft Quay and became a popular venue for events, especially music. In 2005, it was completely refurbished and moved to its current berth in Anderson Quay. As a popular destination, the ferry has been a catalyst in the Council's River Regeneration Programme.
Writer and journalist Peter Ross writes about Scotland. He's going to share a story about the Renfrew Ferry with us.
At the point when I went to do this, to spend some time on the Renfrew Ferry in one of its last crossings, it wasn't quite clear what it was going to be replaced with, perhaps by nothing. So like many of my stories, this piece has got a bit of a sort of elegiac kind of quality to it. So I went and spent a day, essentially, on the Renfrew Ferry as it came to the end of its life. The Renfrew Ferry. 6:30 on Thursday morning, and the Renfrew Rose is making its first trip of the day across the Clyde, and in doing so, sailing a little closer to oblivion. High Hegians at Strathclyde Partnership for Transport have decided that the ferry service between Glasgow and Renfrew costs too much, so March 31st, 2010, will be the last day in a 500-year history of river crossings. A boat is usually followed by a wake. In this case, it feels like there's one being held on board. "It's very sad," says Tommy Gray, a man in his 50s, crossing from Renfrew to his welding job at BAE Systems in Scotstoun. "You get an affection for the ferry. You get to know the guys who work on it." Gray has his bike with him and is wearing a cycling helmet, the light on the front bright in the morning darkness. He has taken the ferry to work for 34 years, travelling to his job in the shipyard, as his dad and granddad did before him. When the service ends, he faces an extra 5-mile commute each way through the Clyde Tunnel. "Will he really cycle that far each day?" "What else do you suggest I do? Pack my swimming trunks?" At this hour, most passengers are making their way to BAE, which everyone still calls Yarrows. Men in woolly hats carry their pieces in plastic shopping bags. There's a little swear-strewn chat. Tabloids are unfurled and spread out on these. News of Celtic's latest defeat is digested, followed by a curse or chuckle, depending on the reader's particular persuasion. Some of the younger men are clearly hungover, the very definition of peely-wally, and clutch their iron brew like life preservers. The grooved benches of the Renfrew Rose are excellent for keeping bottles from rolling off and smashing on the steel floor. There are, at most, 9 men on board, though the boat can hold 50. At one time, this ferry and the others which used to cross the Clyde would have been packed with workers going to the yards which lined both banks. However, the decline of shipbuilding, together with the construction of the Clyde Tunnel and Erskine Bridge has meant that passenger numbers have been decreasing for years. The welders, platers and sparks going to the work before dawn are a doubly precarious breed, the last shipyard workers on the Clyde making one of the last ferry crossings. It takes less than 2 minutes to traverse the 200-metre stretch of water. The Renfrew Rose turns neatly halfway across, elegant as one of the swans that throng the shores, so that its gangway faces the approaching slipway. The engines are noisy, the air cold and filled with the smell of diesel. By 7, dawn is breaking over the shipyard, and the radar of HMS Diamond, a Type 45 destroyer, is silhouetted like a minaret against the sunrise.